The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If I have eaten three meals a day for my entire life, and if my calculations are right, I've eaten over 60,000 meals. That's a lot of meals. How many meals have you eaten? Perhaps even more importantly, how many meals do you remember? The meals that I don't remember are the bowl of cereal eaten at the kitchen counter standing up, or what I ate in the car when I was driving a child to swim practice or soccer practice or choir or wherever else they were going. I don't remember the meals, which were no more than putting fuel into my body. I do remember sitting around a table on Christmas Day in Richmond, England, with our family and some close friends from Atlanta. The meal was reindeer, brought as a frozen block from Norway by our son and cooked in the tiniest of British kitchens. It was a meal of joy and laughter, of reconnecting with family and friends. I remember sitting on the floor in an Ethiopian restaurant with my team from work, digging into that common bowl Ethiopians eat from with our hands. It was a shared experience that bonded us for future work together. I also remember eating with one child on my lap, one in a high chair, and one trying to be a big boy in a big boy chair, but spilling his milk all over all of us. Nothing to do but laugh over that one. I remember meals during which good news or bad news was shared. Meals shared before a tearful goodbye, a meal which repaired a relationship. The meals that I remember are meals prepared with family and friends, meals during which a relationship is nurtured or developed. I remember the meals which changed something in me. We're still in the Gospel of John this week, and we're still talking about bread, as Jesus is the bread of life. We've talked about manna and abundance, about the importance of remembering, and about how what we know can somehow stop us from seeing and fully experiencing Jesus. Today, Jesus, the bread of life, becomes even more real for us. Today, we're talking about the incarnation. The Gospel of John opens with that beautiful phrase, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. Or as Eugene Peterson in the Message Bible states, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. God invested in us. God wanted a relationship with us. God gave us His only Son, Jesus, to be in our midst, right in the middle of our neighborhood. Jesus now takes things to the next level, though. We're not to just be with Jesus or want Jesus in our lives. Jesus is our bread, with flesh that is to be eaten, with blood that is to be drunk. Jesus gives all of Himself for us. And that's a really intimate and perhaps sometimes even disturbing image. Many pastors can tell stories of the littlest of children who come up for communion with their parents, typically for a blessing. And it's not unheard of for the child to actually listen to what the pastor says. The body of Christ broken for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The child, so literal, will burst out with an, "Ooh, yuck, I don't want to eat body and drink blood." Do we feel the same? Or have we heard the words so often that we don't even think about it anymore? For the Jews in our gospel text today, the thought of eating Jesus' body and blood was not only impossible. Who ever heard of someone sharing their flesh to be eaten? But it was also unacceptable. There were laws against consuming blood as far back as Noah. Humans could eat animal flesh, but they could not consume the animal's life, that is, the blood, since the lifeblood belongs to God. The Jews now aren't just confused about what Jesus is talking about, but they're really disturbed by it. And they start to argue amongst themselves. It's all become too hard. Can't you just hear the Jews thinking, "Can't we just be with you, Jesus?" Or perhaps in today's words, "Can't we just come to church on Sunday? Tuck a Bible perhaps on our nightstand? Say a prayer now and again?" Jesus tells the Jews and us, "No, that's not enough. We're missing the point." I love how Pastor Will Willimon phrases it. He says we must ingest, consume, become intimate with, and deeply engage with Jesus. Willimon says Jesus is not some abstract idea. We can't have some cool and detached relationship with Jesus. It'd be much easier if we could, but we can't. Jesus as flesh and blood means that we have to get up from our comfortable seats. We have to come to the altar, hold out our hands, and hear those possibly both bothersome and beautiful words, "Then eat the bread and drink the wine." Jesus doesn't just want to be with us. Jesus wants to be in us. Jesus says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them." Jesus in us, giving us eternal life. Jesus in our lives, in our hearts, so deep within us that we can't help but live lives of love and service to others. Eternally. Doesn't this kind of give new meaning to the phrase, "You are what you eat"? When I eat a spinach salad with grilled chicken for dinner and some fresh fruit for dessert, I am healthy. When I consume the flesh and the blood, the wine and the bread, I am forgiven. I am strengthened and nourished. I am loved. I am changed. C.S. Lewis writes in Mere Christianity that when we think about Christ being in us, we're not simply thinking about Christ or trying to act like Christ. Lewis claims that Christ operates through us, through all of us who are here today, also through the communion of saints, Christians of every time and place. Christ in us changes us. We become Christ's fingers. We are Christ's muscles. We are the cells of his body. As we share together in eating the body of Christ, we become Christ's body for a world in need. We're called to radically participate in the breaking of the body of Christ. We're called to boldly eat of the flesh and the blood of Jesus. The Greek word trogo, which is translated as eat in this passage, is in a nice, gentle image of sitting politely at a table and sipping our soup. Trogo means audibly gnawing or devouring. That's a really active word. And we're called to be really active Christians. We're called to eat so that we can feed others. We're called to eat as if our life depends on it. We sit this morning amongst 84 truly beautiful quilts. We'll bless them in a few minutes. And we'll give thanks for those who have given of their time and of their money, their gifts of creativity, their Tuesday mornings and their late nights in front of a sewing machine, actively being the hands of Jesus to clothe and cover our neighbors in need. We give thanks for those who dig deep and financially support the outreach ministries of this congregation. We give thanks for those who support financially the ministries of our synod and the ELCA, allowing us to reach our hands and our hearts from Clay, Alabama, into the nooks and crannies of this world, finding and touching those who so desperately need God. We give thanks for all who have eaten of the body and drank of the blood and let the meal change them. So come to the table this morning. Eat and be fed, but don't remain at the table. Let the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, course through our veins, transform our lives, sustain us and nurture us, so that we may feed others as Christ has fed us. The body of Christ given for us. Amen.